what's next for me? What's really going to be my next soul's desire?
I'm actually going to have you close your eyes, if you can. I know some of you are in public places, so don't close your eyes. But you could just pretend. You could have that blank stare, like people think you're really engaged in what's happening, but you're going within. And just relax and take a nice deep breath in. And I know many of you had some big dreams coming into this course, and maybe those are still right in front of you because it's still, you know, all of them are their big dream, but we just want you to choose one right now. And it could be something even bigger than the things that you set out for in the beginning of this course. That's cool. Nothing's too big or too much. And I want you to breathe into your heart. In fact, if you want to put a hand and place it over your heart, or even if you know EFT and you just want to tap, you can just literally just tap on your heart slowly with your finger. That's just to bring you present and get connected to that heart space, because that's where your inner magician lives. And we must always blend the head and heart in order to get a very true answer. And as you're getting connected, just ask your inner magician, so what is the next big juicy dream for me? What's my focus point? I know there's a lot of stuff out there I want, but what's the right here, right now thing I'm going to focus on? What's big for me? And don't second guess it. Even if maybe you think it's small compared to the other ones, if it's what came up that is the perfect thing, just trust that. And then if you can, get a visual on it. You know, if you can imagine it happening, or if it's a feeling that you can capture, or it just makes you smile, get a visual on your smile. And then ask yourself if you could make it even bigger. You're like, what would be even better than that? What can you add on to it? So maybe the dream, like for me, is I'm getting a house, and I've been focused on a house with a water view that's comparable to my water view right now, but just closer to the water. And so what if I can imagine having perfect neighbors? And what if it was a couple hundred thousand dollars cheaper than I even thought it might be? And what if I were to move in, not just this year, but what if I move in, you know, like in the next 3 months? So just see if you could add anything to the dream, blow it up even bigger. But make sure that it's more than enough, whatever the dream is. You don't want it to be good enough for right now. You want it to be good and even better. You want to be doing the happy dance when it arrives, feeling good. Now, once you have it locked on, imagine that it's turning into a rocket ship and it's going to explode out into the universe. It's like a meteor with trailing flames behind it. That's you giving your dream life and energy, and the universe is ready and willing to grab onto it. So you're just shooting it out there. And then, as you hold out your palms in front of you, the universe sends you back a spark. And that spark of your dream is actually now a symbol. Something you can grab onto and hold in your hands. It could be a metaphor. It might be just something, your next step to the dream. It could just be a burning flame that says, yep, this dream is turned on, you are tapped in, all systems are go. And for this moment, that's all you need to do with it. You don't need to figure out how you're going to get from where you're at now to having this thing happen. And you're going to come back to the call right now. And we're actually going to go around the room, and you're going to make a declaration about your dream. Because what we just did in this exercise is you actually got clear on clarity on what the dream is. And you're taking it from conception through intention. And the intention was sending it out into the universe. It's like, okay, universe, bring it. I'm excited. Let's go. Let's rock and roll. something about intention. I know for me, some of you may do this too. I have a wish list, and I just constantly add things that I want to do to it. Like, oh yeah, I have folder files too. I have a whole big, huge drawer, and the whole drawer is, it says I desire on it. And I have folder files like places I want to go in California, places I want to go in the United States, things I want to buy. So as I'm looking through catalogs, I tear things out, things I want to buy for other people. That's my gift file. It's all things I desire. When I'm actually ready to go have one of those happen, I actually pull the piece of paper out of that file. It goes right onto my desk, and I start getting in action. Now I'm taking it from a someday to a, oh, I'm ready to do this. And that's what we're going to do right now. I'm taking it out of the folder file, your virtual folder file, and you're declaring something about that. And the declaration is, you know, basically you're putting your stake in the ground saying, okay, this is going from a someday to now. And what's my next step? What's my first step? Like for me, I'm wanting to go, you know, buy the house. So my first step was to call my neighbor. She's a real estate agent. Let's go look at houses. Then there was the next step. Okay, got to call the mortgage people, see what I can get approved for. Then the next step was, now I have to send him my tax return so he can tell me what I'm approved for. The buying of the house is going to be several steps. Any dream, you know, that's one thing, by the way, that creates overwhelm is we usually say, okay, my next step is this, but actually that next step is probably 10 steps. So baby steps work wonders. Bridget, do you want to say anything before we hear from them?
Yeah, I just want to like model what a declaration could sound like. So my one is, I am claiming $10,000 a day with the most amazing and aligned clients. This is on the way now.